And welcome in to You're the Cure right here on AM 580 and 95.9 FM. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, with You're the Cure. Always check out the website, VeritasWellness.com. Sign up for wellness classes. All kinds of good stuff there at VeritasWellness.com. Also, the main website, VeritasMedical.com, for past archived programs. That's where you'll find it, VeritasMedical.com. Special guests in the studio this morning, we have Patrick Durkin and Austin Hamm with us on today's program. And Dr. Edwards is by phone. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Wade. How are you today?
I am doing well, doing well.
Good. Well, thank you for being open today. Snowy day in Lubbock.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, I'm excited to have these two guys in studio. Patrick Durkin, I've interviewed Patrick before. It's been a year or two. He's with the Wellness Enterprise, which is a hydration company primarily focused on structured water. And we can touch on that later. But Austin Hamm is with Canyon Valley Provisions in Post, Texas. We're going to talk about beef today, and we're going to talk about encouraging local markets. We're going to talk about the economics, the good economics of buying a whole beef, half beef, quarter beef. We're going to talk about the health benefits of beef, and probably the most important thing is the benefits of supporting local folks, local markets, building these local markets. We're in such a unique and interesting and even kind of crazy time nationally, and I don't want to get into all the politics of that, but everyone getting kicked off of, well, certain voices and thoughts and political leanings, maybe.
Yeah.
Getting kicked off of different social medias and the censorship that's been going on really all year from a medical standpoint. You know, to me, it just reiterates the importance of focus on what you can control. And we can control our health, our family's health, our neighbors, our community, our sphere of influence here locally. And we can build out the healthiest, most beneficial, you know, happiest, healthiest, peaceful, right here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone is around the country does that in their communities, it changes the world. So it's going to be a positive show today. Before we jump into all this, I do have to make one correction, because from last week's show on that vaccine, I was corrected. Dr. David Martin, who I'm going to try to get on the show in the future, and this is all I'm going to say about the vaccine, he reminded me, he said, we need to be clear, it's not a vaccine, quote unquote, by the legal definition, FDA and CDC definition. It's really a medical treatment or medical device. It's an mRNA packaged in a fat envelope delivered to the cell. And he defines it more as a medical treatment and even a medical device, because it's designed to stimulate the human cells into becoming pathogen protein producers. But again, that's another topic. I did just want to put that out there, that I stand corrected, even though the term vaccine is being used by everybody, legally defined by CDC and FDA. So that'll be a future show. We'll get Dr. David Martin on there. But today's show is going to be exquisitely positive and beautiful, and so I'm excited to have more shows like this. So Austin and Patrick, thank you for being in the studio today and joining us for this show. I'm excited to visit with you guys.
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Well, Austin, we're going to dive right in with, I want to get you up and going. We'll bring Patrick in, but the reason I wanted to do the show, and by the way, I forgot to mention the top party, the Hams, Jessica is Austin's wife, and they're putting on a beef party, the Veritas Beef Party down at their ranch in Post, Texas, February 13th. It's going to be a big party where we can gather and enjoy some beef and get educated. There's going to be a panel discussion about the benefits of beef. This is a little preview to that. But I encourage everybody to go to CanyonValleyProvisions.com, and you can read more about the Ham Ranch down there and what they're doing, and sign up for the beef party. I think it's $75 for a family. And I've got 8 mouths in my family, so that's a heck of a deal. I can't go anywhere and feed my family for under $100. I think it's $25 for individuals. So y'all check that out, CanyonValleyProvisions.com. All right, I'm going to start us off, Austin. There's so many different directions we could go here, just from the benefits to our environment by doing regenerative ranching, regenerative agriculture, raising cows a certain way. The health benefits of eating meat, especially locally grown meat that's grass-fed and handled and grown and processed the right way. So lots of ground to cover. I do want to start out by just reminding everybody that, and if you're a long-time listener, you already know this, but it's good to reiterate it because the corporate media and mainstream kind of thought process still has not shifted enough, and it's probably going to take a while to shift all the way to the truth. And the truth is, meat's not bad. Saturated fat's not bad. The American Journal of, I don't have it in front of me right now, American College of Cardiology, August of 2020. They did a review article in their journal. So what a review article is they look back over however many years, 10, 20 years, I think this article looked back over 20 years, and they pull all the studies that were done regarding saturated fat, cholesterol, heart attacks, and basically summarize it. They look at the evidence, how quality each study was, and then they summarize it. And their conclusion of the review, and it's not just this review, there's been other reviews that say the same thing. And the conclusion was, dietary saturated fat, i.e. eating red meat, is not correlated with heart attack and stroke, cardiovascular disease. But they made a secondary conclusion, is it's not the actual meat and saturated fat, and it's not just meat we're talking about, but it's like whole, full-fat dairy, full-fat cheese, even dark chocolate has saturated fat. Their conclusion, secondary conclusion was, it's the way this these food products are processed. Nutrients stripped out or abnormal nutrients put in depending on how the animal was raised. What was it fed? And that was a very interesting conclusion. They were able to tease that out of the data, that it's not the food itself. It's the way man interjects himself into the equation and manipulates that animal, i.e. feedlots, and the various processing techniques after the animal's processed. That was the whole issue. It's not the actual, what I call God food, not man food. God designed the food beautifully, and we need to be aware of that and not be scared of it. Zoe Ham, this is a quote, it's kind of interesting. Zoe is also Austin's grandmother, but this is a different Zoe Ham I'm quoting. This is from Dr. Natasha McCampbell McBride's book, Vegetarianism Explained. I'm going to have Dr. McBride on later this month. Actually, it'll probably air in February. But a quote from her book, page 5 of her book. Man is the only species clever enough to make their own food and stupid enough to eat it. And I just couldn't help laughing when I read that quote. I'm sorry, that was Zoe Harcum, not Ham. I had Ham on my mind. Zoe Harcum is who said that. And that, again, is from Vegetarianism Explained, Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. That goes hand in hand with that article from the American College of Cardiology. It's the way man manipulates and processes the food that's the problem. Instead of just eating food that God designed for us to eat. We think we know better. So I just want to remind everybody, the body is about 50%. The human body is about 50% protein and 50% fat. That's what makes up our body. It's what makes up your brain, your muscles, your cartilage, your tendons, ligaments, everything, your eyeballs. And you're making new cells all the time. And these cells are roughly 50% protein and 50% fat. So if you're having to produce and generate, regenerate, regrow a new cell every day, billions and trillions of times a day. Remember the rods and cones, the cells in the back of the eye, they die every 48 hours and you make new ones. You make brand new rods and cones every 48 hours. The lining of your gut, it's about every 4 days. Your liver cells about every eight weeks. Red blood cells every 60 to 90 days roughly. Sometimes a little longer. But the point is, all your cells regenerate. They die, you make new ones. So you have to have the building blocks. implants simply don't contain the protein and fat that the body needs to make high quality structures. And I'm not anti-plant, obviously. There's lots of good nutrients in the plants, but we need to think of plants more as the cleansing. They have all the different phytonutrients that help to cleanse the body and detox the body. But you cannot, in my opinion, and this is what Weston A. Price found in his research in the 1920s of all the healthy people groups around the world that he discovered that had no chronic disease, perfect teeth, no cavities, perfect bone structure, no heart disease, no cancer, and they were not succumbing to tuberculosis. They ate meat. Not only did they eat meat, they ate the organ meats, but they coveted this meat, and they would preferentially give the organ meats to women of childbearing age, knowing how important it was for women who were going to be pregnant and growing a baby to get the most nutrient-dense parts of the animal, the organ meats. So I just want to reiterate that for people that, because the plant-based movement is pretty strong, getting a lot of press, but what the evidence and the facts show, and ancestrally, when we look back, it's very, very difficult to be optimal on a purely plant-based diet. Weston A. Price found no one in the world that was eating only plants. He did find some tribes eating only animal foods. So I want to kind of dispel that myth, if anyone's still thinking that way, that animal foods are bad. They're not bad. It's what man does to them that can bring negative consequences to consuming that kind of food. Real quick, I just want to mention some specific nutrients and remind people that plants just simply don't have certain nutrients, like retinol that we talk about all the time. That's the vitamin A that we need to help mobilize our minerals, and for copper and iron to be balanced properly, you need retinol. That's not found in plants, only animals. The K2, the vitamin K that helps tells the body to put the calcium into the bone so you don't get osteoporosis, into the teeth. Keep the calcium out of your coronary arteries, out of your kidneys making kidney stones, or out of your joints making bone spurs. You need good vitamin K that's found in animal products. B12, that's only found in animal products. And creatinine is another one. That's one of the building blocks for these cells. Taurine, choline. Choline is so important for the brain. Eggs are a great source of choline, but also the organ meats have choline. Carnosine. So there are amino acids and vitamins and even the minerals that are available in plants. Those plants only have the minerals that the soil has that they're growing in. And because of modern farming techniques, the minerals have been just really depleted from our soils and therefore our food. But even when it's in the plant, the bioavailability, the ability for those minerals to be absorbed into the bloodstream and utilized by your cells, is minimal compared to the bioavailability of minerals that are found in organ meats and in meat in general. So again, we'll take a deeper dive into this when we have Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride on, talking with her new book, where she goes into the science of all that. But I just wanted to touch on that. And before we throw it over to Austin, I just one last thing, the fat content. And this will be a good intro to bring you in, Austin. The fat, the saturated fat that everyone's been worried about for so long, which is clear in the literature now, it's not a problem. This fat can be a very anti-inflammatory type of fat called omega-3, or it can be a pro-inflammatory type of fat, omega-6. We need both in the body. We need 3 and 6 in about a 4-to-1 ratio. Most Americans are at a 20-to-1 or 30-to-1 ratio. The omega-6, when it's out of balance, when you're heavy, heavy on omega-6, you're going to be more likely to be inflamed. It's these omegas, these fats that make up your cell membrane. If you have an inflamed cell membrane, it's hard for oxygen to pass through that cell membrane. It's hard for toxins to get out of that cell. The permeability of that cell membrane is just disrupted. All your hormone receptors sit in the cell membrane. If your cell membrane's omega-6 rich and pro-inflammatory, it's going to impact the receptors on the cell membrane. These are the key holes for your hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, insulin, vitamin D. they fit like a key into a keyhole. Well, the keyhole's sit in that fat of your cell membrane. You don't want it to be omega-6 dominant. You'll be leaning towards inflammation. Cows that are fed grain in a feedlot flip their fat from omega-3 to omega-6. The studies are clear on that. Cows eating what God intended for them to eat, they're heavy on omega-3. In fact, omega-3s in these fish oils, people think about eating salmon, which is fine. Eat salmon, get some omega-3s, but there's more omega-3s in a roast, grass-fed roast, than there is in the salmon. So it's very important to remember, it's not just the saturated fats okay to eat. We want the highest quality, the most anti-inflammatory, nutritious, nutrient-dense food going into our mouth. And that's why we need to look local. Grass-fed, grass-finished, we'll get into that too. There's so many different labels out there and manipulation of these labels. What does grass-fed really mean? What, did they just get a little bit of grass? What's organic even mean? How much glyphosate or other pesticides really allowed to be sprayed on something labeled organic? How much cross-contamination is there? So anyway, that's my little spiel, Austin. I'm sorry, I've kind of gone on and on. Austin Ham, Canyon Valley Provisions. Austin and his family are producing high-quality beef, nutrient-dense, omega-3 rich, and they're doing it in such a way that is actually even more affordable than just going to Costco and buying some grass-fed meat in a package. So, Austin, thank you. First, thank you for doing what you're doing. It's hard, I know, to step out and do something different, go against the grain, do, you know, something different than your neighbors are doing, or what maybe even the local co-ops or USDA or whoever, Texas Tech, whatever. All the culture, I'll just say the agricultural community and the culture, it can be hard to go against the grain. So thank you for stepping out and doing something different, number one. Being a light for the truth, trying to educate, and most importantly, encouraging these local markets to develop. And you really want families, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but from talking with you and your wife Jessica, and just knowing your family from my years in Post, y'all love the Lord, number one. You love people. And that's going to translate to you're going to steward your land, steward your cattle, and provide high-quality beef at a very affordable price for families of West Texas. So thank you for doing that. Before I have my first question, first, as a long intro, do you have any – did that invoke any thoughts or questions or follow-ups on what I just said?
Oh, as far as just being able to – raise beef this way and serve the community, it's really an honor, and that's what is in our heart to do, is to know the people, at least to a certain extent, that we're selling this to, and for them to know us, and just to be able to have that relationship, and for them to know that they can come out and see where their food's being raised and how it's being raised, and have that confidence because they can actually get their eyes on it. And
right.
It's just been we started out just sort of selling to some friends, and it grew from that, and it's been really exciting to get to know our customers and just see that we actually can influence people's health in a positive way with what we're doing, and we're not just shipping our calves off to some unknown place, an unknown person.
Yeah. Well, tell the listeners as much or as little as you want to share, but just a little bit as far as how'd you get into this, or even your family, as opposed to just doing your conventional kind of normal ranching cattle, cow calf or whatever operation. How'd you get into doing what you're doing now?
My granddad, Jack Hams, when Alan Savory came over here back, I think, in around 87, Alan Savory is a guy from South Africa that sort of pioneered holistic management on ranches, and my granddad saw that, saw the problems in their pastures that things seem to be getting worse and not better, the conditions as far as the rangeland goes. And so he went to something called HMI, Holistic Management International, and learned how to graze the land holistically. So I've sort of grown up with it, and that maybe made things a little bit easier for me. I didn't have to transition as much, or it was just part of the way we did things. Instead of leaving cattle in one place, we always had them on the move, different things like that.
Well, if you can, Austin, briefly describe kind of the highlights of Alan Savory's philosophy, what he teaches. You know, what was your granddad and or you seeing on the land? What are the consequences of not doing Alan Savory type of management? And then what are the benefits of Alan Savory type management?
Well, just to go with the not doing it, most people set put a set number of cattle in their pastures and leave them there year-round. And there's a lot of people who get along okay with that kind of management and do a pretty good job. But the problem is that every time a cow takes a bite off of say, some side oats grama or whatever grass or plant is out there in the pasture, after they take that bite, if they're still there when that plant puts up a new shoot, they're going to go right back and they're going to take that tender shoot again. And every time that happens, that overgrazing happens, it damages the root system of that plant. And over time, we've seen the more desirable, more nutritious grasses and plants in our pastures be killed out because of this, and the less desirable ones take over. Lots of bare ground, problems like that. So what we are doing with holistic management is we're moving the cattle all the time. And so once they take that bite, then they're, by timing with rainfall and how fast the grass is growing, we move the cattle off and onto the next grass, and that way that plant has adequate time to recover and grow its root system back fully. And also we keep the cattle in one herd, so that means more hooves on the ground in one place, and that breaks soil capping, different things like that, and it really gives the pasture what it needs. It needs animal impact, and it needs a rest.
So how many years have y'all been managing this way?
We have been managing that way since 87, the place here in Post. Just recently, we have started getting, I was talking about the animal impact, we started grouping the cattle in a lot tighter, smaller paddocks and moving them faster. And that just sort of compounds all the things that I was talking about as far as the benefits to the land.
So a lot of hooves in the dirt. Of course, they're defecating, urinating, stomping all that around, and then moving on. So I'm no rancher, but that seems like the perfect recipe of lots of fertilizer, self-fertilization, and then move on and let the microbes, the earthworms, and all the vegetation just do what it naturally wants to do, which is thrive in an environment like that, I would think.
Exactly. And what Savory was trying to do, and a lot of other people were trying to do, is emulate the massive herds of buffalo that used to be on here, and that's what built the rangeland in the first place. And they would come, lots of hooves on the ground, do exactly what we were talking about, and then move on. And that land would have adequate time to recover before
Right. They
came back.
Yeah, and for those who are interested, Alan Savory's got some books, and of course he's on the web and YouTube and all that. I've looked at him a little bit, and I think originally back in South Africa and other countries in Africa, he was watching the elephants and just the wild herds over there, and just observation of these herds would be in tight groups for predator because of predators, and then but they would move on. They would eat, move on, free range, and just keep moving. And like Austin said, here it would have been the buffalo moving up and down these great plains, not sitting in one place all the time. So I'd encourage y'all to go look at Alan Savory's stuff too, if this sounds interesting to you, especially if you're a rancher. I think we're about up against a break, Austin. When we come back, I want to ask you about what you've seen or and your family has seen, your granddad has seen since 87 until now. Talk about your land. But then also we want to move into how y'all process and just on the business side, what you're looking to do to help deliver beef here locally. So when we get back from the break, we'll hit that, and then we'll bring Patrick in too. Thanks, Patrick, for hanging tight over there. I know you're probably chomping at the bit. Patrick's just a great motivator, and he's a visionary and a strategist. And his passion right now is to really help build out these local markets for the benefit of the people in the community. There's so much benefit to be had for our health and just our own frame of mind and the hope and the peace pillar. So we'll bring Patrick in too when we get back from the break. Y'all check out Austin Ham and his wife Jessica and their family's website, canyonvalleyprovisions.com. You can buy your ticket to the beef party. Again, there's going to be a panel discussion there. Me, I believe Chad Wall with Natural Ecosystem Restoration. Patrick will moderate. We'll have Austin there too. And we'll just have a big fun time and eat some good beef. That's February the 13th. That's a Saturday. All the details are on the website, canyonvalleyprovisions.com. All right, stick with us. We will be right back after the break. I'm Dr. Ben Edwards. You're the Cure.
And welcome back into You're the Cure right here on AM 580 and 95.9. You're the Cure, of course, brought to you by Veritas Medical. Always check out the website, veritaswellness.com. For sign up for wellness classes at veritaswellness.com. Also, veritasmedical.com, the main website. You can check out past archived programs right there at veritasmedical.com. Let's get right back into it with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. We got a couple of texts to get to this morning. And we'll take your texts as well. If you'd like to text in your question, you can feel free to do that, 806-745-5800. That's 806-745-5800. Okay, a couple of texts here. One is, I'd love to hear Dr. Edwards talk about the COVID vaccine again. What does he know about the contents and the side effects, and how can we avoid having to be vaccinated? There's so much info online, but what is the truth about this vaccine? And the other text was about freeze-dried foods. Is there organics? What do you look for if you're going to be stockpiling food in the freeze-dried or dehydrated categories, because a lot of those products come with high salt content and those kinds of things, and if you know anything about that. So either you, Dr. Edwards, or your guests this morning, a great couple of questions to get the next segment cranked off on.
Okay. Well, first, on that first question, I'd say go back and listen to last week's show a little bit, because I went into that some, went into some of the numbers on the side effects or the adverse reactions that have been reported, although that reporting's been stopped, so it's hard to get current, up-to-date data. And really, my point last week was this is an experimental vaccine, although I was corrected, it's not a vaccine, as I mentioned at the top of the show. So just go listen to last week's show. What I really want to speak into more on that question, and probably the second question too, is there's this, I'm sensing fear, apprehension, anxiety. And at the very beginning of this whole COVID thing, one of my Facebook Live videos, one of my main themes was don't submit to the spirit of fear. Especially, I mean, I'm talking to the believers out there. It's clear in that book of truth, the spirit of fear is from the dark side. It's not from the kingdom of light, the kingdom of truth and love. So don't submit to that. If you're making a decision based off fear, you need to repent and go the other way. Turn and go the other way. Go back to the light. Go back to the truth. Focus on that. And then you'll make decisions that are more beneficial for you and your family. But really, that's what we're doing here today. You know, it's clear it's all about the terrain, not the germ. The media and everybody wants us to focus on this germ, and fear is coupled with that focus. So turn that off. Don't tempt yourself to go under the authority and submit to the spirit of fear. get the focus off the germ and onto the terrain. CDC even said only 6% of people have died from COVID. The rest had comorbidities. They were obese, diabetic, heart disease, cancer, et cetera. What causes that? Inflammation of the cell. Why is the cell inflamed? Because we're not nourishing the cell. And we're stressed out. Those two things will cause inflammation. We're not hydrated well. We're not moving. We're sedentary. It's the four pillars. It's all about the terrain, the four pillars, the core four supplemental nutrients to the diet. But we shouldn't even have to supplement. We should have high-quality food, nutrient-dense food, locally grown and processed, vine-ripened plants, locally grown, although we're talking beef today. But we need access to this nutrient-dense food, and then we need to stockpile it. I might wait on that second question about stockpiling food. Get a freezer full of Canyon Valley provisions, or whatever, if you're not here locally, whatever local grass-fed rancher you have access to. That's the most nutrient-dense, bioavailable. You want to talk about get your terrain in order, get your immune system supported, so then you don't have to worry about germs, all these different flu and flu-like viruses, including coronaviruses. You know, COVID-21 and COVID-22 and COVID-23, all these viruses, there's 10,000 viruses. 85% of the people every year that think they have the flu don't have influenza. They have one of these other viruses. It's been like that for a long time. Anyways, I'm going to pause there because I don't want to get too distracted on going off on my tangent. But I will say it all, this is why we're having the show today, to encourage people. You don't have to worry about the germ, and you shouldn't have to worry about your pantry going empty or your freezer going empty. And I'm not saying don't steward. What I am saying is steward your health, steward your terrain, and steward your resources and your finances. Make wise decisions. So one of my wise decisions was I'm going to buy a whole beef. I've got 8 mouths to feed, as I mentioned earlier. I'm going to invest $300 or $400 in another freezer, and I'm going to fill it full of beef because it's nutritious and it's good for my terrain. So, Austin, back to you. I don't want to run out of time the rest of the show going off on these tangents. So, again, I want to say thank you, Austin Hamm, for being here. CanyonValleyProvisions.com is the website. Go check it out and join us at the beef party to learn more. And we'll have an open Q&A there, and I'll be happy to answer any questions at that beef party. So y'all go sign up and come see us there. Austin, first, wanted you to mention, what have you seen in the land, your land, since 1987 till now? But then more importantly, I want you to speak to what I was just speaking to. I know your vision, your dream, and your heart, and I want you to speak to that so people can see why you're doing what you're doing and what your vision is for where this thing's going to go to support the local community and people's health and the terrain. But first, I do want to touch on your land. What have you seen? I mean, it's amazing the way y'all are stewarding this land and managing it righteously, trying to mimic the original intent and the original design and the way God intended it to be. So tell the listeners, share with us.
We have seen it just beginning to return back to the state of diversity that it's supposed to have. We've seen bare ground begin to get covered. We still have spots of bare ground that are still recovering, but in places, Tabosa is a real prominent grass and not a very desirable one that you'll see come up in places where the ground has been bare and damaged. And we're starting to see other varieties of more desirable grasses come back in, the ground get covered again, and just overall health and healing come back to the land and go. It's a slow process, and we've been grazing it incorrectly, in my opinion, for 150 years or more, and it's going to take some time to turn things around and get it to go back in the other direction, but I don't think it has to take that long. And with we're learning more and more every day and every year on on how to speed this up. With the way my granddad was doing it, he didn't have the cattle as concentrated in some areas, and we saw the desertification, or that's what Alan Savory calls it, and that's a good word for it, stop and start to go back the other direction. But as we've started grouping the cattle closer together and getting more herd effect is what it's called, but more hooves on the ground, more concentrated urine, manure, everything like that, and started moving those cattle faster and keeping them closer, we're starting to see the improvement speed up as well.
Can you give, there's ranchers and tag guys listening right now. Could you give a ballpark? You don't have to give super detail because I want to get on to the next question. But what roughly are you talking about when you're putting a higher density of cows on a piece of land? Give an example.
The smallest we've done, I think, is about 10 acres with 500 head of cattle, roughly. So sometimes we have that many cattle in, you know, a section pasture or more. We're getting more. We use portable electric fencing so that we don't have to have the infrastructure cost of permanent fences everywhere. But we're clearing more paths and places that we can put that. And some, you know, we're off the caprock, so some of our terrain doesn't allow. It's not easy to just cookie cutter across there and make a little paddock. We have horses, and you can group the cattle and move them to an area where they don't naturally go. And you get to, that's one fun thing about it. You get to spend a lot more time horseback when you're grazing cattle this way, and which is something we enjoy most of the time. So there's lots of different ways you can come at this and attack this, but it's just stewarding your land well, paying attention to how long those cattle, it's all about time. How long have those cattle been there, and how much of that grass have they taken, and what resource concern are you trying to address at that moment?
Here's a question for you, Austin. This is on the text line. It says, we have land in CRP where the contract is about to expire. Do you think it's wise to keep the land in CRP for 10 to 15 years, or try to move it into some type of restorative agriculture? And who could I contact to get some guidance?
As far as whether or not it's wise, I certainly like the idea of getting it out of CRP and getting cattle on that ground again and starting the improvement, because undergrazing is just as bad as overgrazing, and those plants sit there and oxidize, and it doesn't do anything positive for the soil. Now, as far as the economic side of it, that is a personal decision there as far as how much you're making off of that. But we have some old CRP ground and have started grazing it in swaths of, putting quite a few, anywhere from 80 acres at a time down to 20 acres at a time, and we've seen that old rank growth get trampled, new seedlings start to appear, and lots of really encouraging improvement happen on that ground. So you can definitely see some quick improvement if you've got some water on it, so the cattle will have something to drink and bunch them up tight.
And guidance, who would is there like a website or something? I mean, how would a producer out there know where to go to get started in it if they were serious about saying, look, we want to take care of the earth better than what we have? And, you know, how does somebody, I mean, they listen to this show, but I mean, as far as like a consultant or something, I don't know.
Look at the Savory Institute. That's Alan Savory's organization. Get on YouTube, look up guys like Greg Judy, Ian Mitchell Ennis. There's lots and lots of people. Gabe Brown, who's been on this radio show before. There's all kinds of guys doing this. Just look up holistic agriculture. Feel free to contact me at Canyon Valley Provisions. I'm by no means an expert, and I'm learning every day, but gosh, I'd love to sit down and talk with you and drive around and just share what knowledge that I have and maybe save you from some of the many mistakes that I've made along the way.
Good point. Okay.
Well, Austin, share with the audience a little bit about kind of the vision with the Beef Party and beyond that even, just kind of your vision, even long-term vision too, as much as you want to. And then we'll bring Patrick in. Wade, we have 10 minutes or so?
Yes.
15? Okay.
Sure.
Speak your vision.
Our vision is to serve our community by providing them nutrient-dense food. And as far as the Beef Party, that's to get to know more of our community, to get together, to see each other's faces. We're going to cook a half of beef over mesquite coals, have a lot of other good food there. We're going to be in a box canyon out along a river next on the ranch. I know it's in wintertime, so we picked that spot so we can have some protection from a cool breeze. And we're just going to get together and show you what we're doing. That's our vision. We're not third-party certified right now through anything, and not sure that we need to be. We're self-certifying, and that's something that I sort of stole from Gabe Brown, that they do as well. We want to know who you are, and if you want to know us, we invite everybody to come out, and we'll show you exactly what we're doing. We'd be glad to drive you around. Give us a call. We'll set up a time, and we'll show you what we're doing. We'll show you where we're doing good. We'll talk about the mistakes we've made and how we're trying to improve that. And our dream is just to steward the land well, because we believe that's the reason that God put us here on this earth, and that He gave us the opportunity to be on that piece of His creation, and we intend to steward it the best that we can. And through doing that, knowing our community and feeding them well is our dream. So come out to the event. We're going to have special event pricing on the beef. You're going to be able to get it considerably cheaper, quarters, halves, and wholes at the event. And if you buy a ticket to the event at the point of purchase, you can get that special event pricing on your beef. But yeah, we're super excited about it, and just go to CanyonValleyProvisions.com and get that. We're expecting quite a few people, up to 300, and it's gonna sell out quick, we think. So go ahead and get your ticket ASAP.
Yeah, and I do just want to throw out there too, obviously, Canyon Valley Provisions can't provide for all of Lubbock and all of West Texas, you know, even probably 10%, 5%, or 1% of that.
Right.
So, I mean, can you speak to that too, as far as other ranchers? You know, we had the one text in about maybe getting their CRP going, but if there's other ranchers moving this way, grass-fed, grass-finished, and stewarding, wanting to steward, how's that going to look as far as, you know, maybe not partnership, but encouraging, supporting, and even because, I mean, there's no way just y'all could handle everyone that needs beef this way.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we cannot. I think that's going to look like building a community that can bounce our experiences off of each other, and that we can call each other and say, hey, I was doing this. This didn't work well. What's your experience? How can we help each other? And start to just build a knowledge base on how to attack this and how to start improving our land. I'm a fifth generation on this land, and I don't want it to be the last. And I know a lot of guys are in my same situation. The land is not improving. It's getting worse and worse. We've got more and more bare ground every year, and so we need to just, I mean, what I can do is anybody is welcome to call me at any time, and I'll show you what we're doing and show you where we've failed. Shall we show you where we're succeeding?
So, Austin, I think I can help with this. So, you know, I think, in jumping here, I think the first thing I got to tell people is a year and a half ago, I was a vegetarian. So to be in the middle, in Massachusetts, for that matter. So to be living in Texas and be in the middle of a beef conversation is a pretty unlikely outcome. And it starts with thanking the two of you. It thanks you. Thank you, Ben, for teaching people about the nutrition that they need. Like, I am stronger since I started eating beef. And thank you, Austin, for setting a standard. Like, you know, maybe the reason I gave up eating meat is that my cells weren't fulfilled by what I was getting. You know, I can go to Walmart or Costco and think I'm saving money, but if I'm compromising my health, what's the cost of that? And so I used to go buy beef and not be educated about it. And since meeting you, I've learned that a package can say grass-fed, and that doesn't mean anything. Like, no. you can hand a cow one blade of grass, and that's grass-fed.
That's right.
Right, so grass-fed, grass-finished, and Ben, you're teaching me about the, you know, the omega-3s and 6s and having the right ratios. It sets the stage for saying, I'd do anything to get this beef in my belly, in my family. And so for you to have a standard, Austin, that says, hey, come on out to the ranch. Come on out, and I'll show you how I make decisions and why I do what I do. I'll take that standard over any USDA standard or any it made it into the major market standard, because I know that they are whitewashing the original blueprint and turning it into a man-made blueprint. And I know that the impact of living in a world like that is that people are falling apart. And we have sick people all over the place, and people aren't setting their terrain right. So, you know, one of the reasons I moved to Lubbock, Texas, is to set my terrain right under the tutelage of Veritas Medical and Ben Edwards. And, you know, a key component of that is going all the way from vegetarian to I eat beef like 5, 6, sometimes 7 times a week. Like, I eat it all the time because I've discovered it's what my body processes and turns into energy best. So when you talk about bringing people together and making yourself available, I'm so thankful for that. But I also want to provide my inspiration and say to all the consumers out there listening, hey, we all got to go out and buy ourselves an extra freezer and fill it with beef, and fill it with beef that's grass-fed, grass-finished from a rancher that we know. And when we show up for that beef party on February 13th and we buy out all the beef that Canyon Valley Provisions can make in the next year, then we get to bring the next rancher in and put him right next to Austin. And we get to remake our local economy with a whole bunch of ranchers, just like Austin, and a whole bunch of consumers, just like you and me, with freezers full of nutritious food that we buy at the best price. So people look and they might see a sale at some market and think, I can go there and, you know, save myself money and get myself beef. But what they're actually doing is they're trading their health for $1 a pound. Right? And so, you know, buying beef from you is like in the range of approximately, depending on what they get, $7.50 a pound, right? When you're buying a quarter and a half at a time, right?
For the finished, yeah, meat off the bone product, that's right.
Yeah. So, you know, there's this thing about hanging weight, and then, you know, but when we're talking about comparing it to what I get at the market, $7.50 a pound, and I get the nourishment that God intended for my body, there's no price per pound. Like, I'd pay double that to get nourishment for my body. All I want to be is healthy. All I want for my family is for them to be healthy. And so thinking that we can go to any big market and get that quality, it doesn't matter the price.
Well, and you also get the bones from that animal that you can make broth out of, the liver, the heart, the kidneys.
And thank you for all that. Like, before, you know, November of 2020, I, 51-year-old man, had never made broth for myself, and now I make it every weekend, and I love it. I absolutely love it, and I found that it really helps me with my intermittent fasting and with, you know, taking control of my diet and not being such a slave to addiction, like where I'm craving food even though I'm not hungry. When I drink the broth that I make with all that healthy fat in it, it slows my system. I don't crave anymore. I'm satisfied. So I can, many days in the week, I'll have one meal at dinner. But during the day, I take my Core 4, Ben. Right? I get my nutrition in there early in the form of my supplements. Then I have my beef broth in the middle of the day. And then I have a big meal in the evening, which is when I tend to overeat. And I'll have a little bit of beef and some vegetables, and I'm satisfied. And that's the key, is being satisfied. And I didn't know that the best way to get satisfied would be to bring fat in my diet, right? I have a little bit of extra fat around my belly, and I wish it was gone. And how funny that the solution for that is eating fat.
Right.
Right? But isn't that the way it is sometimes in life?
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. You know, I know we don't have a ton of time left, but there's another point that I just think is so important to bring in here, which is that when I first wanted to buy a quarter of beef, which was in June of 2020, I learned something that has completely motivated my participation in this endeavor, which is that even though I knew my rancher, I maybe wasn't going to be able to get a quarter because the processing capability in our culture has been put in a stranglehold by four big companies. Four companies, I've learned since then, they own 85% of the processing. And so they've taken over the processing, and then when the COVID came, they used it as an excuse to close down their processing capability, and then they told ranchers to euthanize their animals, and don't worry, we'll pay you for them, and oh, by the way, over here, we're creating synthetic meat that we can patent. Like, come on, this is crazy. And so, you know, I begged to be able to get my first quarter, and then I started digging at this. And I don't want to ever have anybody be in that position again. Like, I don't want to look at people in Lubbock, Texas, and have them be hungry. And wherever this is traveling out in the world, we've all got natural food resources around us. And it's time that we make relationships with the people who produce it. And it's time that Austin has a relationship like you do with a local processor. So if, you know, government regulations end up turning toward controlling supermarkets and having food lines and saying you can't this or you can't that, and all the way back to the vaccine question, like you need to put this in your body so that you can get access to this food, no way. Like, I want to be able to call Austin up and say, hey, I'm going to need a quarter in a month or two, you know, or when in the year are you going to have the beef in its best state, and I'll buy then. And then Austin's got the relationship with the local processor and the relationship like consumers. So this is a call from my heart to everybody listening to realize that the way we change these structures in this world that are strangling people and denying people of their full health and vitality is we build local markets and we build relationships between consumers and food producers. So I'm really excited about the beef party on February 13th, and I hope that everybody hurries and buys their tickets because I know it's going to sell out, and that after it sells out, people are going to be saying, wait a minute, I want to be able to get to the party because the party is such a good deal, and it'd be fun to see people like actually smiling at each other, but also because it's the best time of the year to buy the beef because that's when they're making their best price available. So I hope everybody gets their ticket, and then I get the chance to meet people. I'm going to be moderating the conversation there, and we are going to be getting inspired about being healthy and creating change in this world.
Awesome. Thank you, Patrick. And that was Patrick Durkin. If y'all didn't catch that, at the top of the show, Patrick's with the Wellness Enterprise and the Hydration Foundation. He helped do that, too. I've interviewed him and Gina Bria both. So we'll talk with Patrick more in the future, too, about what he's doing with hydration. So thank you, Patrick, for being a part of this. We love your energy, your passion, your love for people, your love for people to be well. So thanks for joining us. And, of course, Austin, thank you for all you're doing. Tell your family and your wife, Jessica, thank you for sharing you today. I'm sure you're out. Your brother's probably having to go move the cows in the snow this morning without you. But
he is, actually. So, he is, though. I got yeah. Lucky. Didn't have to go shiver.
Well, thank you all for joining us. Y'all check out CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Get your ticket. We'll see you at the beef party February 13th.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. You've been listening to You're the Cure right here on AM 580 and 95.9 FM. Check out VeritasWellness.com. Sign up for wellness classes right there at the website, VeritasWellness.com. Also, for past archive programs, you can always go to the main website, VeritasMedical.com. That's VeritasMedical.com.